from KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly series exploring science and the environment. This month marks an anniversary no one will celebrate. 2 years ago, the economic downturn many call the Great Recession began. Here in Northern California, like just about everywhere else, housing prices have tumbled. But there's a silver lining to the real estate bust, as Amy Stannin reports.
There are four lakes here at Bruin Ranch, 3 miles of pristine river frontage and countless blue oak trees and rocky outcroppings. Until recently, this 2,500-acre spread in the Sierra foothills, just outside Auburn, was the personal refuge of one man, Sacramento rancher and businessman Lloyd Harvego.
I can come out here, take the grandkids fishing, show them a lot of wildlife. If I want to go ride on my quad, I can go do that for 3 or 4 hours and never see anybody.
But Harvego has also entertained offers from real estate developers who saw dollar signs all over this property, which adjoins an 18-hole golf course. At one point, Bruin Ranch was on the market for $30 million. Had a deal gone through, this would have been a very different place.
Most of the housing would be up there on that hill, and then go around the golf course the other way.
But those plans belonged to a different housing market before home sales here in Placer County went into freefall and builders simply stopped building. Dean Worley is an analyst with the Sullivan Group Real Estate Advisors.
Let me give you the percent drop. It's going to be brutal. Let's see.
Worley says that in 2002, there were 5,000 new home sales in Placer County. In 2009, just 1,200. That's a 76% drop.
That's going to be fewer than the early 90s, you know, the terrible recession that hit Sacramento in the early 1990s or even the early 1980s recession. It's really an extraordinarily slow year in terms of new home sales.
Which was bad news for Lloyd Harvego, but good news for Megan Wargo. She says she's had her eyes on Bruin Ranch for years.
Yeah, for at least a decade.
Wargo is a project manager for the Trust for Public Land, a nonprofit group based in San Francisco that buys land to be set aside as open space.
It's really rare to find a property this size in western Placer County that is intact. It's a special place.
The Trust for Public Land, along with the Placer Land Trust, is in the process of raising over $13 million in state and private money to buy this land. Lloyd Harvego will hang on to about 200 acres near the golf course, just in case the real estate market picks up again. But 2,300 acres will likely be protected from development forever. And because Bruin Ranch abuts several other properties that have already been protected, this could be the centerpiece of a major new public park.
With this piece of land, we're actually have the ability to connect up over 6,500 acres of protected land that's permanently protected and just create an exceptional wildlife corridor, but also a recreational corridor for people to hike. We're hoping up to like a 10-mile long hike, probably an unparalleled hiking experience in the foothills of the Sierra.
At a time of unparalleled opportunities for land conservation in general.
The phone is ringing off the hook in a number of our markets.
This is Will Rogers, president of the Trust for Public Land.
Whether it's beachfront property in Hawaii or in Florida or Civil War battlefields and farms in Georgia, I mean, it's all over the place.
Nationwide, housing starts, that is construction of new homes, are down 60% from 2007. That means developers are sitting on land that they took out loans to purchase but can no longer afford to develop. Rogers says many are desperate to sell.
Oftentimes we're seeing land that's fully entitled, ready to go. They've spent years assembling the property, getting the permits and whatever they need to be able to move ahead, and now there's just no market.
Here in Northern California, land trusts are snapping up land near San Jose, Jenner, and Truckee. Many of these deals are partnerships with local land trusts or government agencies like the State Department of Fish and Game. But just because there's opportunity doesn't mean that land trusts are able to grab it. In fact, Trust for Public Land is buying far fewer properties than it did a few years ago. That's because the same recession that sent real estate prices into freefall has also hit the nonprofit sector.
We have data going back 50 years, and we haven't seen giving this bad since the recession in the 1970s.
Melissa Brown is the Associate Director of Research at the Center for Philanthropy at Indiana University. She says total charitable giving fell 2% in 2008.
It's only the second time in history that giving has fallen, and it was a fairly significant drop.
Much of that drop is in contributions from individual donors who are writing smaller checks than they used to. State funding sources for land purchases are also drying up. But Brown says that land trusts may have one critical advantage over other nonprofits when it comes to weathering the recession.
in general, environmental groups and international organizations are supported by people who tend to have higher level of incomes in the first place. And people who have higher levels of income in the first place are more likely to continue their giving even through tough economic times.
Here at Bruin Ranch, the fundraising is far from over. Although the land trusts hope that the Placer County Parks Department will eventually maintain this property and its trails for the public, they will still need to raise about $2 million more. For Quest, I'm Amy Standen, KQED Public Radio.
To see photos of the Bruin Ranch, go to kqed.org/quest.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation, the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation, and the Richard and Rhoda Goldman Foundation.